Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, your host, purveyor, Whiskey Politics. You can find me at whiskeypolitics.net online as well. And you can find me daily at America's Voice News. The name of the show is America's Voice Live. There are Facebook pages for both America's Voice News and America's Voice Live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily Pacific time. And that is 2 to 4 Eastern time. We just upped it an hour, folks. So anyway, 2 hours a day, every day. And 4 p.m. weekly at America's Voice News, you can find my show, Whiskey Politics. And I am so glad to be sitting in the chair here for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. And follow our page, Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show on Facebook. So, in the last segment, I finished off by talking about the debate, and we had this compilation video that we were showing that essentially, basically, everybody on the Democrat side right now is focused on impeachment and raising taxes and socialism and gender identity, racial politics. Yet, there are things going on around the world that adults have to be in the room to make real decisions, such as Syria. And what I have been seeing and what I have been reading from both sides of the aisle has been nothing short of outrage, confusion, anger, support. It's all over the map. And if you tell me how you feel about Donald Trump pulling 50 troops out of Syria, allowing the Kurds to be having exposure to the Turks, and Erdogan now coming in and obviously having a campaign to create a 20-mile barrier between Turkey and Syria, where he's cleaning out some unwanted, undesirables. Many of them are Kurds. We've got a situation going on there. And we've been talking about it at America's Voice Live over the past couple of weeks. But you couldn't determine whether somebody is conservative or liberal based upon their response to the Syria thing. Because it is a mess. Because it is complicated. Because there are so many moving parts. Not only do you have Tayyip Erdogan, Turkish president, not only do you have the Kurds, who have been our allies going back now close to 30 years. They supported us all the way going back to Desert Storm when Saddam Hussein gassed these poor people. I think 100,000 people died in the 1980s during the Iran-Iraq war. And America had their back because they took the front lines. They are now a 70,000 strong troop, militia essentially fighting. There's so many different parties that are going on here. You have Assad and Syria. You have Putin. And you have all of these that want territory and they want to take care of ISIS and take care of some of these extremists that are going on. And folks on the street, and I know you, listeners here at Joe Messina Show, you know what's going on. You follow the news. You wouldn't be listening to this if you are not cued into what is happening. But I'm going to suggest that outside of people that follow the news very closely like this, and even people that do follow the news very closely like this is really confusing. And did Trump do the right thing? did him pulling out 50 of these troops that was supposedly keeping the peace, did it open the door to Erdogan to basically slaughter the Kurds who've been our allies? But wait a minute, I'm hearing about the PKK, and I'm hearing that there are actual Kurdish terrorists within the Kurds, and also that they are now working as a democratically aligned group with Assad and Syria. And wait a minute, wasn't Syria our enemy and Assad our enemy? And what happened with the red line? And did Obama create a vacuum? And was this all Obama's fault to begin with? There's so much. And the problem is that there's not a lot of people out there that are really in the know. I'm going to point you to one article, and I don't know if we can put it up in our link here. It is from the National Review, and it's from one of my favorite authors at the National Review, columnist, is Andrew McCarthy. And he says, "We're grateful for the Kurds' help, and we should try to help them in return, but no one wants to risk war with Turkey." And in essence, he's saying that that's what I said. It's more complicated than you think. And there's a lot of information in this article, but he suggests that Americans are not of the mind to do more than basically have an exit strategy to cripple Turkey economically if the Kurds are harmed. If early reports of Turkey's military assault are accurate, the president will soon be put to the test. Turkey doesn't care about economic sanctions right now, by the way. They're more concerned about 3.5 million refugees from Syria coming into Turkey. That's costing them a lot more than any economic sanctions. But he says, we should try to help them, but no one wants to risk a war with Turkey. The American people's representatives never endorse combat operations in Syria, and the president is right that the public wants out. Of course, we must prioritize the denial of safe havens from which jihadists can attack American interests. We have to stop pretending, though, that if our intentions towards this neighborhood are pure, its brutal history, enduring hostilities, and significant downside risks can be ignored. So what does that mean? What is our option? And the House today, the Republican House included, just voted against Trump pulling out of Syria. So to talk about all of this, in the next segment, I want to bring on John Milton Peterson. Fascinating guy. We've had him on here before. He knows everything there is to know about guns and firearms and this and that. But he's also a former U.S. government contractor, intelligence analyst, and a veteran as well. So we're going to bring John in to talk about this and also talk about Beto. Beto, Francis Robert O'Rourke, you know, Beto, taking away your guns. So don't go away, folks. This should be a fascinating interview. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here, joining you on a beautiful Wednesday evening. Wherever you are across the fruited plain, we're on 52 stations on the Salem Radio Network and GCN. And you can also find us in the Facebook chat room, where there is a lively debate every night. It is always good to visit with the folks here on Facebook at Real Side Radio. So House Republicans today broke 2-1 against Donald Trump, President Trump, on withdrawal of the Kurd support. This is unprecedented. And essentially what happened is that 129 Republicans supported the resolution. This is the first major rebuke of President Donald Trump. And Republicans basically crossed his path and He's very upset about it, apparently. And this is, as I was saying in the first segment here, this is very controversial. Again, you can't ask a person how they feel about the Syria withdrawal and know whether they're conservative or liberal here, because everybody is just kind of all over the map. Well, to talk about this, somebody that we've had on the show before, really great guy, John Milton Peterson. He is a combat veteran, intelligence analyst. He is involved in so many different things. He's got his eye on the media and what is going on, but very much keeping an eye on what is happening in Syria right now. John, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me back, Dave.
Pleasure. Pleasure. So, were you surprised today on this rebuke of President Trump by not just the Democrats, of course, they'll always rebuke him, but two-thirds of the Republicans?
I'm not surprised only because it's part of some predictable behavior patterns that are really based more on partisanship and opposition to the president over facts on the ground in Syria. And, you know, hoping that the public doesn't figure out the real situation there and why the president, I believe, has made a pretty sound decision, albeit there's no perfect solution here.
Okay, so tell us why you believe President Trump was right to withdraw troops from Syria.
Well, I'll preface by saying he inherited a colossal mess that really is rooted in what the previous administration set him up for in how they handled the resistance forces in Syria that were simultaneously fighting, you know, the Assad regime and ISIS. You know, it's a four-way shooting war. But specifically in his case, we have an untenable situation that really there's no easy solution to, and that's this, is that although everybody wants to fawn over the Kurds, of which there's many good Kurds, I've been on two deployments over there where we were protecting the Kurds in the 1990s as part of humanitarian assistance to no-fly zone. So a lot of us have a thing for the Kurds, but that's too general of a term. There are lots of different Kurd factions, and here's the unfortunate part. During the previous administration, they chose to arm and train a faction of the Kurds that's a terrorist group that has already been at war since the 1980s with the government of Turkey, our treaty ally NATO. They used to be called the PKK in Turkey or the Kurdish Workers Party. The Syrian version of that is called the People's Protection Units or YPG. Our government under Obama had to use these guys, you know, to use people on the ground to fight ISIS because we didn't have the notion or the will to go in ourselves. While ISIS was growing and becoming the fastest growing terrorist group in the history of the world, most well funded, and as we know with the sexual trafficking and the slavery and genocide, while that was going on, they decided to build up a guerrilla force, which takes months and years. And the main workhorse part of that is the Kurds. And the main part of those Kurds are a terrorist group sitting right on the border with Turkey and in Turkey. And that's why the Turks want to take a piece out of these folks. It's not that they're going after all the Kurds. It's the terrorist faction that, frankly, I know firsthand, they have killed many Turkish police officers and military and other persons inside of Turkey.
Right.
So this is part of an ongoing dispute. It, unfortunately, it's due to the malfeasance and ineptitude and bad decision-making of a prior administration. The president must have looked at this and said, there's really no way out of this. Most of ISIS is defeated in terms, especially their caliphate within Syria. In that regard, mission is most of the way accomplished. And there's been a lot of misinformation, Dave, a lot of fake news, to include by some of those so-called Republicans. And I think what it is that they know that most people in the public don't have the attention span or are not going to fact check or have been there like some people like myself and have seen this firsthand working in Turkey and Iraq.
Let me ask you, you know this area, and I haven't been to this part of the world. The closest I've been is northeast Israel, you know, right on the border there of Syria and Lebanon. But you've actually been there on the ground. And I have to ask you this. Enemy of my enemy of my enemy of my enemy is my friend at this point, right? You talk about a four-way war. So Erdogan is now going in, and he's creating this 20-mile zone. It's a buffer zone between Turkey and Syria, basically using Syrian land. I'm not a big fan of Erdogan. He's an Islamist, okay? And I think he is a clear and present danger for that part of the world. However, you have to I also take a look at it from an economic standpoint. Essentially, Syrians have flooded into Turkey at the point of about 3.5 million people, and Turkey has been having to pay for this all. So do they not also have, a leg to stand on with this and are trying to create this buffer zone to basically exactly save their own sovereignty.
Yes, if you were to look at it from the Turkish side, based on the problem that they have with the former PKK, you know, now called KGK. This is a group, by the way, that our government, the EU, NATO, and about two dozen allies have long considered a terrorist group. You know, the Kurdish Workers Party that we chose to arm under Obama. So, granted, Turkey has absorbed a portion of the largest refugee crisis in the entire world, cost them a lot of money. Going back and forth on that border are these newly trained rebels, right? It's reported that that's happened. So and to a certain extent, Dave, yes, the Turkish government is in their right to protect themselves. This isn't something new that just popped up last week. And it certainly wasn't a knee-jerk decision by the president. He's been getting briefed on this all along.
Yeah.
And it's been very publicly known that we did several Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, the heads of many of our commands, these generals, they've all testified to Congress and elsewhere that, yes, we did, in fact, arm the People's Protection Units, or YPG, which is now called the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is partly part of this terrorist group. So President Trump is really stuck on this. There's no perfect solution. I've talked to all the people I know, Dave, before coming to the show. Every person I know that's current, former special forces, intelligence community people I've worked with very closely, to include when I was in Turkey twice, and all of us seem to be in agreement on this.
Yeah.
We're really irritated that the establishment, the endless war faction, and the MSM especially, and especially the anti-Trump people, they're coming after him not because of his bad decision-making, you know, because this is the part of the anti-Trump tropes as part of the destabilization campaign that has almost nothing to do with his decision-making, because if they were to look at the facts or expose those on CNN or ABC, they would be telling you what I'm telling you right now. You know,
We're going to get through a break here, and I want to bring you back to get into more of this. We've got John Milton Peterson here, folks. This guy knows what is going on, and I wanted to, when this came up last week, I thought John would be a great guy to have on. Combat veteran, he's worked at the Department of Homeland Security, former U.S. government contractor, intelligence analyst. This guy just has an incredible resume. So, John, stick through the break. We'll bring you back here, and we can get into more of the weeds here. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are ramping up their impeachment probe.
they've decided against a formal vote on the inquiry of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's no constitutional need for a vote on an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress have been demanding the vote, the president calling the inquiry illegitimate and refusing to cooperate without such a vote. Pelosi says,
this is not a game for us. This is deadly serious.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin.
This process is such a clown show, and I say that because that's as politically correct as I could get.
The committees will hear Thursday from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here, and it is great to be with everybody on a Wednesday evening. And thank you, Joe, for allowing me to sit in as well, as I do so often here at Real Side. It is one of my favorite places to chat with everybody. And the whole idea about what we're doing right now is trying to explain what the heck is happening. Because if you rely upon the news, if you rely upon mainstream news or the local news, quite frankly, this is going over most people's heads that even know what's going on in the world. So I wanted to talk about Syria a little bit more here, and we've got John Milton Peterson. In addition to the plethora of things that he's done in his life, I will also add that he was a former Special Forces Weapons Sergeant at the 20th Special Forces Group Airborne, former senior instructor at Sig Sauer. This guy, I mean, John, dude, when do you sleep, man? You're just so involved with everything.
I guess once we've won some of our objectives and things that have to happen, then there'll be time for sleep and celebration. What do you say?
There you go. There you go. We got a country to save, right? There you go.
Much to be done. Yes.
So let's get back into Turkey here. So Tayyip Erdogan is no friend of America. I think we can all agree with that. He's no friend of liberty. But Erdogan he's also not immortal. Nor is Turkey, right? And I'm looking at this, I try to look at things through a 5,000 or 50,000 foot, perspective. And I'm seeing this confab of these different forces that are working against each other. And America was kind of the linchpin in the middle for a number of years, trying to keep it all together. We were killing ISIS, and that was our justification for being there. Now we're pulling out. Turkey's moving in. You've got the Democrat Syrians working with the Kurds. There's 70,000 troops there. They're defending themselves against some of the more terroristic elements. Maybe Turkey's fighting there. Talk to me about, let's make it black and white. Who are the good guys, and who are the bad guys, and what should we be concerned about?
Well, we can't label all the Turks as bad because of their one faction, because there's many good, or the Kurds, rather. We can't label all of them under one broad brush. In the Turkish government, people need to realize the people of Turkey are a very proud, sophisticated people. They produce a lot of things that are exported that I've even I've fired a lot of Turkish-made weapons the last few years. They're really coming on strong economically in many areas. It's not the Turks overall and even most of their government. The problem is their leader and the faction that enabled him. Now, they're feeling the pinch. As of this morning, I think we're up to six European countries that have shut off arms shipments to them, to include Germany, which is one of the biggest suppliers of military hardware. They're already feeling the pinch from the U.S. Treasury's sanctions that are being levied, and there's more to come, apparently, because the Congress is moving on that. So the good guys are the good guys in Turkey that we have been allies with for years. Unfortunately, this guy who was a favorite of Obama, apparently, is temporarily in charge. I have my own prediction what's going to happen with this. I think just like what we saw happen with the Muslim Brotherhood taking over Egypt, eventually some of the cooler heads and better heads prevailed in Egypt, and as we know, they took back over, right? They uninstalled their president. I think the president of Turkey is not going to be there for that long because there's too much at stake. That country is prosperous. They're sophisticated. Yeah, they got their share of problems. What I think will happen is that, and also in terms of the black and white part, we'll mediate. I think President Trump and others will engineer what I would call a mediate and separate. We'll separate the two from fighting because this is not something new, my friend. You probably know. The Turks have done incursions already into Syria, and many times they've crossed the border into Iraq chasing after these terrorist Kurds. Okay, it's happened many times.
Yeah.
It happened when we were over there, you know, so when I was a troop over there. So this is an ongoing, since I think 1984 when the PKK, you know, the terrorist Kurds, fought a war with the government of Turkey. So I think that there'll be a little cooling off period where they're going to mediate and separate. There's also the Russians and the Syrian Arab Republic involved in this. It makes it even more complex because in the past years, the Kurds in Iraq and Syria have built some alliances with and basically don't want to tick off the Russians. Part of this has to do with oil trade and fossil fuels trade. So these same Kurds that we were supplying to fight ISIS are actually really not that interested in toppling Assad. They're more interested in their piece of the puzzle. And part of that has to do with protecting their people in Syria. Part of it has to do with insurgency and terrorism across the border in Turkey. Turkey knows that, and that's why they're going after them. Now, I'm not on the side of what Turkey's doing right now.
Right.
But I've trained with Turkish officers in 1990 and 1999 at Fort Bragg. They went through our special forces training. Ask anybody, some of the most professional guys around. I've worked with them before three times so far. And they're not the problem. It's their temporary heads of state that are really messing up. And the Trump administration, they gave them a chance to back around. They didn't. So now we're going to start pounding them with sanctions and punishments. I think we'll see some big changes the next few weeks. That's what I think.
Kurds, they have a quality military force. They've been sharpened and honed and hardened over the years. You know, they've basically been in war as long as I've been aware of war. I mean, you know, I can go back to the 1970s and I've heard of them. 1980s, they were bombed, you know, with chemical weapons by Saddam Hussein during the Iran-Iraq War. I think 100,000 of these poor souls perished. But the Russians have also got involved. So now you've got Syria and Assad. You've got the Kurds that basically want their own region. You've got Turkey. You've got the extremists. You've got this, you know, the remnants of ISIS. And now you've got Putin that's come in as well. And the Russians, you know, they have no treaty with the Turks. Putin, basically, from what I've read and what I understand, and again, this whole thing is just, there's so many moving parts to this, but he basically laid waste to his efforts to curry favor with the Kurds, with the Turks, not the Kurds, and that apparently was a big screw-up for Russia, so now Russia is working with Assad and Syria, and part of the Kurdish forces are now working with Syria. Do you see a geopolitical war right now between Russia and Syria and then Turkey?
I really don't think so. The Russians are lucky to get to hold on to what little they have in Syria, which is one of their proxies. By the way, of course, Syria is still considered one of the only state sponsors of terrorism in the world. But as you might know, that the Russians have a long-time military base on the Mediterranean Sea at Tartus. It's a little postage stamp Navy base. It's apparently their only base outside their own boundaries. And they're doing everything they can to hold on to that, as well as one of their biggest arms customers. Almost everything that the Syrian Arab Republic military has Russian manufacturing stance on it. I think they're just trying to hold on to what they got. with the Syrians. It's a big mess. The Syrians miscalculated, and this insurrection, which really wasn't completely all their fault, you know, this was born of our, the whole thing with ISIS grew out of our withdrawal from Iraq. I was there in Iraq during withdrawal year 2011, and within months of us leaving in December 2011, up comes the former al-Qaeda in Iraq, AQI, which we had pretty much defeated and gone aground. Those were the original members of ISIS. And that started basically tearing butt all throughout Iraq and Syria and panicked the whole world, becoming the largest terrorist group in the world. So some of that was the outcome of a bad decision to leave Iraq prematurely. We felt when I worked there, they needed another, I had to brief this to a general, they needed another 3 to 5 years to get the Iraqi military to where they could fight. Sure enough, as we saw, their troops in some cases were running away from the ISIS rebels. They just weren't ready yet. Now they're getting better. They're going to be more self-sustaining. Plus, they got oil money to pay for all this. I mean, they're using American-made tanks and all kinds of American equipment. But this is a really big, complex problem set. If there ever was one, Dave, it's probably the worst, the most complex of anything we've ever encountered. Some of it, or a lot of it, the president simply inherited.
I read, he certainly did inherit. I read that this... the situation with Syria, Iraq, Turkey, essentially what the status quo was a frozen war, if you will, right, that served nobody. And that the best possible outcome of this mess, if you will, is that the Kurds strike a solid deal with one of their neighbors, Syria, Iraq, maybe a post-Erdogan, Turkey, although I don't see him being removed from the scene anytime soon. These guys don't have a port. They don't have a maritime base. Kurds probably, even if they have their own land, they still can't be that powerful in that region. Let me ask you your predictions, you know, the possibility of coming out of this mess, and how does it end? Does it end well? Does it end messy? Does it continue going on for years? Or are we looking at something that could be wrapped up fairly quickly here?
Well, firstly, and it's been misreported in the news about the troop withdrawal, we still have a base down near Jordan where we're still conducting operations against ISIS with other forces, and the plans are to keep them for now. You know, that's separate from up north in the northeast part of Syria where...
Syria is a big country, John.
Right. So they're, first of all, we're not withdrawing completely, and we can still hit any target in Syria with a less than a tank of gas.
Hey, John, we got an early out here. I'm not too sure why, but stick through the commercial. I want to hear you what you have to say afterwards as well. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Satellite's taking us out here, so we'll be right back after the break. Sorry about that.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here. Sorry about that, folks. We don't know what happened here in the Real Side studios. But, you know, there is a studio in another part of the world that controls when the commercials come in and out, and we're given the time. And we had a couple of minutes there, and, apparently we were mistaken. So my apologies to John Milton Peterson, who I've kept over through the commercial here, because what he is saying and what he is talking about is it's a really important thing right now. I think for most people, you know, if they're relying upon the news media, John, the news media claim that basically Trump's neutrality is putting the Kurds in a bad spot, that they're in danger, that the Kurds have always been our allies, and for the most part they have been. And we saw that 2/3 of the Republican House members today basically crossed Donald Trump, along with the Democrats. And so, if you were to predict what was going to happen from here on out, and I was trying to get, you know, into this towards the end, is this going to be a short-term situation? Is this going to be a long-term quagmire? What do you see at the end of the day in all of this?
Well, we've been helping the Kurds continuously for 28 years, since 1991. You know, not too long after those gas attacks you mentioned with the nerve agent, you know, when they went into a refugee crisis of 1 million of them. So we got 28 years of helping them to the tune of billions of dollars. and including two of my own friends who got killed protecting the Kurds, the special forces soldiers.
Ugh.
One who another lost his foot, and so forth. So there are other countries that can help, right? But obviously, nothing's going to get done without the United States.
Yeah,
you know that's the case in almost all these problems that these people create over there. I don't think we're going to completely abandon the Kurds. I think we're going to separate and mediate. The cooler heads will prevail. What the news is not reporting is that behind the scenes, the people that advised the president, even though the news said that he did this without consultation with the Pentagon, that was completely false, fake news. But they've already planned a number of different courses of action of how this is going to roll out. I personally predict, I think the head of Turkey is going to get throttled down because they're not going to want to suffer anymore economically. They've lost a lot in terms of lost tourism and other industries in the country because of their involvement. In fact, they suffered financially because after the Gulf War, Saddam Hussein paid some of the Kurds, the PKK that I mentioned, to go into Turkey and attack them out of revenge for Turkey helping us in the 1991 Gulf War. So this goes way back. But I do think the head of Turkey is going to get throttled. I think the Kurds are going to have to be willing to make a deal with anyone and might have to make the tough decision of standing down and even separating from their extremist terrorist faction, which is called the KGK and the former PKK. They're going to have to do that because otherwise the Turks are going to, for the rest of time, want to take a piece out of those folks. That's why they're in Syria right now, going after them. And they have good intelligence on who they are.
What do we owe Turkey? Because the Turks alliance right now is with NATO, and a lot of people can complain about NATO. Right. I certainly do. But the Turks stood beside us in Korea. They stood with us in World War II when they're literally on Russia's doorstep, and they could have easily gone communist. And they stood with America and the allies in World War II. And obviously it is now more of an Islamist country under Erdogan. But what is our allegiance to Turkey?
Well, we have several very major bases in that country.
Yep.
You know, and people can see in open source, we trust them enough to where they're one of the few NATO countries that we store nuclear weapons in. Okay.
That's scary.
We keep it one of the bases. We have an insular air base, which I was at twice, near the city of Adana, right across the border from Syria. We have a lot of the airstrikes and support against ISIS comes out of that base. It's a very big base with military and families and everybody on it. We are very entrenched with the Turks. There's six countries, you know, that temporarily halted their arms shipments to Turkey. That's just temporary. I think that behind the scenes, there's going to be some mediation, and they're going to get this thing to cool down. And probably the Russians and the Syria Bear and Republic government, you know, the Assad regime, will get involved. The people who are in the worst position right now, Dave, are the various Kurd factions in Syria. They are really behind the eight ball right now. People could say that we abandoned them, but wait, you know, we've been helping them for 28 years. And who else was there? I mean, there were 71 countries in the coalition against ISIS called Operation Inherent Resolve. And so to give credit to them, but we are the main package of force, of humanitarian aid. You know, I'll give credit to the Jordanians that really helped out a lot. But it's time for other people to help, but nothing will get done without us. And I believe that the Kurds are in Syria, and maybe elsewhere, will be forced into some type of deal to stand down against Turkey. That's got to happen. They got to stop fighting against the Turks.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that are pointing to municipal elections that are taking place in Turkey right now that suggest that his push into Syria is kind of a last-ditch political ploy, referring to Erdogan, that he's deeply unpopular right now, that the Turks, that we have allegiance with the Turks, we don't have allegiance with Erdogan, right? There's a difference.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. The Turkish establishment, now think about it, there's thousands of military officers in Turkey, current retired, who went through training with guys like me, just like the Egyptians, the Jordanians, and these people talk back and forth. And I just know from knowing some of these people in the past that they're very concerned about the image of their country, their country's future. They're a lot more cooler headed than this guy that's running Turkey temporarily. I think we might see a change at some point with this guy, or at least he's going to be throttled. His own establishment and enablers are going to have to throttle him because that country has too much to lose. You know, they're not a third world country like a lot of people think. They're a quasi-European, quasi-Middle Eastern country.
Yeah.
You know, they even changed their alphabet from what it was when the Ataturk was there to the alphabet they have now, which kind of looked like SARS. They're very sophisticated folks. I mean, like I said, I was there for a total of 6 months over two trips and know that they're capable of doing some good things if they get their head on straight. I think all this incursion into Syria is all temporary, and that some people are going to intervene. And a lot of it, by the way, is going to be because of trade, fossil fuels, arms shipments being held up that the Turks, frankly, cannot do without.
Okay,
all the tanks and jets are American made.
Right. Let me ask you this. Let's bring it closer to home. That I was really somewhat surprised that the House Republicans broke 2-1 against Trump withdrawing Kurd support. I mean, that was quick. And so there is obviously a huge concern right now that what Trump did is going to be putting the Kurds in danger. That's the mainstream reaction, and that is what we're hearing in the news. The Democrats are apoplectic because they're looking for any reason to be apoplectic. But what say you about the Republicans that have gone against this?
For one thing, they're only talking about one side of the story about this with the Kurds. But our own government is on record that we did arm and support the enemy of our treaty ally, Turkey. So these Republicans need to get truthful. But I also happen to know that there's some think tanks and lobbyists that have a lot of sway over those Republicans. If you look at who rents space around Capitol Hill, these folks have a lot of influence over those votes. And that has certainly come into play. And I probably lost a couple friends over this interview tonight, unfortunately. But that's how it is. You got to tell the truth. So this is going to be in the past before we know it, Dave. It's when the cooler heads prevail and when the facts all come out, which they are. There's a lot of media. Andrew McCarthy, Victor David Hansen, look at every one of them is coming out with information that's along the lines of what I just told you tonight.
Yeah.
I posted the links to all this, by the way, on my Facebook post that I call Syria Nam. As time goes along, they're going to calm down and they're going to look at the situation. We're not cutting and running on the curves. And by the way, there's other people in there, and we can still do all the airstrikes we want in Syria. You know, we're still going after ISIS. But I think the Kurds are the ones that are going to have to raise their hand and make a deal, because the crux of this whole matter is that they are harboring, or they have a portion of them, that are the lethal enemies of the Turks and have killed many Turks. And the Turks are not going to cease and desist until something's done about that. I don't see any way out of it.
I'm so glad we had you on tonight, and I'm so glad that we had you on for an extended period, because I think it may, you know, I feel a lot more that, you know, there is an out for this. I'm concerned twofold, John. I'm concerned that the mainstream news and our politicians are basically confusing the hell out of everybody, and everybody just thinks that Trump did a bad thing. B,
right.
People are just going to turn this off and put this in their file for political ramifications for Trump as being a negative. In other words, Trump did a bad thing. We can use this in the election next year, no matter how this turns out, positive, negative, or otherwise. It is now considered a bad thing because the Republicans went against him. In our last minute here, are you concerned about that at all?
Well, here's the thing. They're using propaganda and agitation techniques against the president, right? Concealing the real facts that we've talked about in the last hour. But the same types of people that they were able to change the minds of, against or for the president, are the same types of people, Dave, that have such a short memory, they're not going to be thinking about this down the road. This is not a hot burner issue to most Americans. But I'll tell you what is when he gave his speech, the president gave that speech in Minneapolis, and he spent a considerable amount of time with that heart-wrenching description about what it was like to see the bodies of our troops coming off of planes, you know, wrapped in flags, and how the families were flailing themselves on the caskets. Anyone who saw that speech and saw the human side of this president, you know, most presidents are not combat veterans. So their first exposure is often when they have to go fly into Dover Air Force Base and meet the families and see the troops when they're repatriated to the United States.
John Milton Peterson, you're a combat veteran of U.S. Special Forces. You're also Special Projects Director for International Association of Counterterrorism. Quickly, tell everybody where they can find you. Website.
At JTF Peterson on Twitter and on Facebook. Very easy to find me.
John, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll see you soon, my friend. Thanks so much. And we'll put all your links up. And, folks, we'll be back for the third and final hour right after the break. Don't go away.